realms of Senith.
I kind of ran over a bit of a recap with Tim already. He doesn't remember at all what was going on before because it's been such a long time. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe a discussion may be warranted. We can try to feel out, you know, catch up on where we are and why and try to rediscuss things. Is that a good idea to do?
Yes.
Okay.
We are running from the law.
I don't think that's true anymore. Didn't we bring the law with us? Maybe not. Maybe you're correct. Where's that thing that you posted, that like overview thing?
Roleplay?
With the,
yeah. The roleplay channel.
Yeah. I don't really remember much either. I remember going to somebody's house and searching it, and there was rotten pizza, and yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Doppelgangers, and then like the lawman thought that we were up to something shady. I don't remember what. Like, I
yes, I think because they found the body after we had found it.
Oh, yeah. They thought
and we maybe assumed it was us.
Or maybe we assumed they assumed it was us, because we kind of didn't give them a chance to talk to them.
True.
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot of like the last session that we did, because in my notes I have things like that we traveled to like an abandoned estate outside of the town and like fought some shadows, but I don't remember it.
Did we have to use like a lot of light or something?
I don't remember. But I wrote down that the shadows haunt an area where tragedies have occurred. I don't remember if we learned what tragedy. Oh yeah, and then that one guard guy that I was dating, I don't remember his name. He was helping us investigate some door down below that abandoned mansion that was like covered in dwarven runes or something like that, that talked about the Baneder history, Banefoot clan history. Were you laughing?
No, I was coughing. Throne Brook, or Throne Banefoot is the dwarf's name that you were dating. Could have also been Roland Bricker, because you also dated a doppelganger.
I think Roland was the dead body we found, right?
Might be. I think Throne was the guy I was thinking of. Throne Brook or Banefoot.
Yeah, it was revealed to you that he is from the Banefoot clan of dwarfs, but he uses a different surname to kind of hide his heritage. So yeah, like the combined story is basically my recollection too. The shadows and everything.
Did we discover what tragedy they were like clustering around, or is that part of what we're still doing?
I don't think you've discovered anything, any information on that, no. Well, I mean, other than what Throne had told you, which is, I can't remember, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was basically like the downfall of his clan. His house was cursed. There was like a curse on his family. They had made a pact and betrayed somebody, and then like for generations, the house of dwarves started to like decline. They had started as one of the richest dwarf clans with the best minds and etc. That was my attempt at a Trump impersonation, but it was very bad.
Yeah, I didn't recognize it. But
yeah, me neither.
How bad it was. Only the best minds.
Only the best minds.
That's what you sounded like.
I guess if you're going to have a South Park version of them, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so I went back a little bit. So are you talking about, he told us at one point that Baneder was a dwarf who fought a dragon on the mountain who was like the dwarven god of greed or something like that, and like pissed him off and it cursed the clan and yada yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yep.
My notes are like very chaotic. I apparently was only half tuning in here and there because I like wrote down some parts, trail off in the middle of a sentence, skip over things and just pick up later. It's ridiculous how unhelpful this is, but yet still somehow helpful.
So I guess the next question is reasons your characters are still here. Like you are currently, if you are looking at the map, you are in the catacombs of this manor, apparently a crypt of some sort, and it's dilapidated, broken down. You're on the steps of it, looking at a messed up door that was opened with blood, the blood of Thorn Brook, or unlocked at least, not opened yet. Are there second thoughts going through any characters' minds, or like, why am I even here? I could be, you know, on a beach somewhere.
I think we were, like, we've, for quite a few sessions, been pursuing that Baneder that was ruling over Bainder, I think is the name Mordville. Of the book. Mordville. Yeah, Mordville. I don't remember exactly what happened as to why. I think we just like could not defeat him because he's a mummy or something. And so now we're looking for the secret to defeating him. Is that correct?
I believe you found the secret. Yep.
Wait, we found the secret to defeating him already?
At the library, I believe.
Oh, so we know the secret, but now we're trying to locate it?
I think so. Maybe I'm... I can't remember.
Supposed to be a book. Did we ever find that book?
Oh, I think you discovered this place in a different manner. So, yeah, I think you might not know the secret of defeating him, but in the course of tracking down that book, you ended up here because of Throne. He said, well, there is this old manor. We can go check out. Yeah, because you guys were chased off by the law, as I think Garavon said, with the bunny, Peter, on top of the roof, and the city guard attempting to talk him down. You know, like, it's okay, come on down. He said, you ain't ever going to get me. Then you guys ran into the woods with the dwarf guy.
I think there was some Disney singing.
Yeah, I think you skipped entirely collecting the book from the doppelgangers, and you're actually at the manor now.
Yeah, I think when we were looking for the book, and we were trying to pursue who took it because it went missing from the library, right? And we were hanging out with Throne about that. But like, he's under the impression that he lost the book because of this curse or whatever. And he's all like emo about that. But, like, we did discover through that whole like trial and tribulation that he's kind of trustworthy. Like, I was kind of investigating all these people trying to decide who was shady, because he seemed shady at first. So we decided he's all right, and we've been kind of allying with him. And he wants to get the book back, and he wants to learn more about his family and like rescue them or whatever from this curse. But, yeah, I don't recall actually learning how to defeat Bainder. We were looking for it, but kind of got like sidetracked in trying to find the book. And then in searching for the book, we came across a corpse and freaked out. So, because the law was after us, we thought. Yeah, I remember Throne kind of like ran up to us and was like, hey, I've got a lead over here. And we were like, I don't know if we should trust you, but eventually decided to go along with him. Is that correct? I think.
I'm not sure if he pushed you this way, but that's possible that he did, because he does have motivations for coming here, so.
Yeah, I just remember after the whole doppelganger thing, he, like, ran back up to us and was like, look, I got an idea, or something like that. I don't remember the specifics of it, but I feel like we're here because he gave us a hint or a clue of, like, we should check this place out. And we were suspicious, but eventually decided to come with him as long as he stayed with us and, like, didn't leave our sight.
Yeah, and also I think you were under the impression that the city guard are tracking you down, so. Or trying to, and blame you for the death of one of their guardsmen, and that you were trying to bury it. So, like, I do distinctly remember Peter on the roof having to jump to the other side, and I think all of you fleeing into the woods.
That was largely my fault, because I'm a little bit paranoid that way. I've not had the best experience with the law before.
Fair enough.
So it's like, oh no, the coppers are after us. Let's go. And yeah, on the roof we went.
Is any of this ringing bells for Alita as well, or?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. So you're okay with being where you're standing, right? Or is there someplace else you'd rather be? Like, for not just you, but like any of the characters, do you feel like you need to not be here?
I think we're fine.
Okay.
I mean, if it's an option, I'd probably choose, like, tucked up warm and snug in my bed, but it doesn't seem like an option at the moment, so I think I'll go with this.
Okay, I don't have a token on the board for Brooke, but he is with you. He's kind of a non-combatant character, kind of like Amir, or Amir, rather, who is not with you at the moment.
Where is he right now?
I think he's still at the palace, he's... Or no, did he come and give you new backpacks?
I feel like he would have come with us. He's been kind of a part of our adventuring group, just not a combatant or anything.
Okay, so because I don't remember where he was, I think that's the safest way to go is, yeah, like Amir is with you as well.
He's probably somewhere inside the city still, maybe in the library.
One could hope that he's negotiating with the local law enforcement, but all right, you know.
Yeah, you hope. One can certainly dream, huh? I mean, that is kind of something he would do. He'd be like, hey guys, I fixed the problem. You're free to go now.
Also, you were never a suspect.
It was just a misunderstanding.
I mean, you could ask your AI gods to whip you up a dwarf token, right?
Well, Axos. I'll ask Axos too.
Basically the AI gods, like I said.
Axos, god of AI.
Oh my god. I wish, after this session, I'll have to show you some of the pictures that he was showing me. At one point he said, he was like, I don't think I have a future in this space.
That's why I'm singling him out. He has a real knack for it, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's cracking me up. All right, I'll send Kit a message, or Peter.
I'm to hop on.
Now that everybody else is caught up, the person who says, I remember zero, needs to just join.
He'll have to listen to the recording.
It should be fun.
In 2 years, yeah.
One eternity later.
Oh, hi.
We just finished a recap. You want the summary?
We're in a dungeon.
I mean, that's the gist of it.
That sounds about right, yeah.
The end.
Okay.
We've also decided that it makes sense to be here and not somewhere else.
It is sensible. This is where we're supposed to be.
He's a very sensible rabbit.
This is the way.
Existential questions. All right. Before I use the door, and it is unlocked because you put dwarven blood all over it, of Throne Banefoot. I don't know if you recall him, Peter, but he's here with you, just not in a token.
Okay.
How does Throne spell his name? I've spelled it three different ways, and I don't like any of them.
Like Throne.
That was where I started, because you created him. So I was like, of course it's Throne. But I was like, no, that's not very fantasy. But yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
I guess, what do you do?
Door.
How much of his blood do we put on it?
Okay. Erevan heads towards the door and then stops as Peter's starting to question.
Does he need a bandage?
He does need a bandage, actually. He's, it wasn't a lot, maybe just like a smearing, just enough to get like some dripped into the etching, the stone etchings on the door. Okay. And then you had heard the mechanical whirls and the door came unlocked, seemingly.
Well, I ask him if he needs a bandage. And when he says yes, I'll say, I don't have one.
Okay. The look of hope drowns from his eyes.
Olita,
as he looks down.
Do you have a bandage?
Have a healing potion. How do I not have a bandage?
I'll take a piece of my cloak and I'll rip it off for him.
Okay. So do you apply it onto him or does he do it?
I'll apply it and then I'll tell him a story about how my mom gave me this cloak before I became an adventurer. It's very precious to me.
Go ahead and roll a medicine check at advantage for your good bedside manner.
Good bedside manner. It's what I'm known for. Medicine check. All right, here we go. I got an 8.
Yeah, with advantage?
Well, I imagine that I'm telling the story, but I talk with my hands.
Yeah, well, you get really into the story, and you actually make the wound a little worse by pulling it a little bit as you're tightening up the bandage.
You're all set.
So he gives a bit of a yelp.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine in the cloak. I mean, she should be able to fix it. Don't worry.
Can we, like, make him a cast out of, like, some parchment or something, like, to wrap around it to fix where the cloak has broken him? I only ask because we're in a crypt, right? So, like, this is where the type of people who are attracted to the scent of blood might reside. And by people, I mean creatures.
What are you trying to do? Sorry, I was rolling the damage he took.
I was saying, could I make him, like, fashion him some sort of a cast or a bandage out of some parchment and, like, some water or something? I don't know.
You're gonna... Okay.
just a little bit of mummification. It's no biggie.
Yeah, go into the crypt of a mummy lord and make a mummy. So, you want to make a cast out of some parchment and water.
Maybe a little bit of, like, sticky sap, you know?
Sticky sap. Do you have any with you?
Well, I mean, I have parchment, and I have, like, food. I've got to have something that's sappy. Herbs, I don't know. And I don't think so.
I have a story that's sappy.
It's true. It's a sappy rabbit.
Okay, so you you put this weird wet thing on his arm, and it kind of...
Is it a medicine check?
I'm not sure.
Is it a performance check?
We'll say it's a sleight of hand check to make sure you can stick it to him and it stays on. Like, it's delicate work to make it stick to him, his wound.
So I just blew my natural 20 on that, so it succeeds, I guess.
Okay, well, he doesn't take more damage, and you have successfully wrapped his arm to look like a scroll.
I'm looking for not dripping blood everywhere. Did I at least achieve that?
Yeah.
Now it's just like a bloody piece of paper. So I think the goal has been achieved.
Cool. I'm a doctor now.
I wouldn't get ahead of yourself.
Dr. Maeve. I concur.
Dr. Maeve Ogden, MD.
Yes, medicine woman.
Aravon standing at the door. You're watching all this. Do you put...
Shall we proceed through the dungeon? The crypt?
Yeah.
Sure.
Aravon will open the door then.
I don't actually remember how to proceed with the token.
Press W. Make sure you're on move or grab, you know. There you go.
So awkward.
All right, so let me... There's something I forgot to do here.
Oh my goodness, more doors. So many doors.
Are those little doors?
Yep, those are doors that I've...
Or are they traps?
There's something on the wall. It's either a trap or a door. You see four of them on both sides, and then one larger door at the end.
Do you see anything out of place, Maeve? Anything that might...
Yeah, so say, I'd like to approach them cautiously, perceiving them in great detail.
Who has a good, like, investigation?
Probably Maeve.
My investigation is 5. My perception is 6.
Yeah.
I have a great intimidation.
Intimidate those doors, bunny.
Okay.
So is Peter rolling for the investigation or intimidation?
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
Okay.
He probably let out like a faint roar or something like that.
Grr. Grr.
Which door are you trying to intimidate?
This door.
The first one? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think the door is particularly impressed, Peter.
It's already scared, Aravon. Go ahead.
I'm gonna wait for Maeve's assessment. She's the professor.
I rolled an investigation of 19.
Okay. Well, I was going to give you advantage because as Peter was talking and growling at the door, with his 1, he kind of touches the door and cracked it open a little bit. Still 19? All right. You don't think it's trapped. If it was trapped, it should have gone off on him.
I scared the traps away. You are welcome.
Sorry.
And then you find a sarcophagus, not several, just the 1.
I think I scared him to death.
I think that person has been dead for a very long time now.
Is it a mummy?
You're not sure because this is just like a stone tombstone that's sitting on top of it, so you can't actually see what's in it.
What are we looking for here, Throne? Should we just, like, meander on past this, or do we need to poke around?
So I've never been in here.
But what are we here for? He's looking for something, right?
Yeah, I thought we were looking for answers.
Or a book or something. Or how to defeat a curse.
Uh-huh.
Anybody assume we're going to find it in this sarcophagus, or do we proceed?
Well, in my experience, messing with the dead is not a particularly great idea unless we have a reason to. So I think we should just keep going.
I'm with you there about the whole not great to mess with the dead. Next door?
Next.
Guess we're going door to door.
Knock, knock. Who's home?
Okay. So I'm guessing the one by Aravon or by Peter?
Can Aravon investigate or no?
A little bit. He has proficiency, but... he has proficiency and it's just +4.
I got a 17 to investigate this door.
Okay, it seems okay for Peters. And then what'd you get, Aravon?
I'm still rolling. Give me a second. Okay.
Mine's a 12, so I'm just assisting Peter anyway.
23 for this door.
Okay, also clear.
He'll open it then.
Whoops, meant to click over here. Peter's door also opens at about the same time, I imagine.
Somebody stole that guy's sarcophagus.
So yeah, like it's definitely missing in the one with Peter's and also with Erevan's, except there is a bit of a skeleton left behind.
I want to investigate harder the area beyond the door.
Like you're going to step inside the...
Yeah, I want to peek in there and like, I don't know, like look at the floor first to make sure it's someplace that I should be stepping. And then like, yeah, look at the walls and stuff and see like what... Because the other one has a sarcophagus in it. I don't want to mess with the sarcophagus, but this one's empty. So now I want to see what these rooms are like.
All right, go ahead and roll up the investigation for me.
So that's an 8.
All right. Yeah, you go in there, you kind of tap on the walls and on the floor. You're checking to see if there's like any hidden, compartments or any evidence of where the sarcophagus have gone. And you're not seeing anything. Nothing that's popping out. So if there was something in here, it's definitely not invisible. It's just not here anymore.
Okay. I'll move on to the next one.
I was going to try and help, but I only got 6, so...
19 on this door.
Not trapped and also empty.
It's interesting. There's only the one so far that has a sarcophagus.
Also, this is pretty standard fare for a crypt, so there's nothing surprising so far.
Yeah, but like, why is there a bunch of bones in this one?
Where
like,
did this fancy box go?
Someone took the box, but not what was in it. I mean...
Hey, so is some sort of an intelligence check to, like, what do we know about, like, crypts and burial rituals? Should we expect that this skeleton should be in a sarcophagus, or is there any sort of evidence to show that he was put here, but not as part of the official, like, burial rituals, or whatever? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but is there some sort of knowledge or intelligence to that?
Yeah, you can do a history check at advantage, because you have thrown with you.
So, 19.
This place has definitely been tampered with. They would not just throw nobility's bones on the floor and not bury them in a sarcophagus. So you're pretty certain that this is atypical. It should not be like this. The other thing with your investigation, as you're looking at it, these bones are not dwarf-sized.
Well, what size are they?
Human.
So is there anything else that's of note in here? Any sort of like personal effect or scraps of clothing, or is it just a pile of human bones?
Just a pile of human bones.
Interesting. Is there anything different at this door versus the other three we've looked at?
So far, they've been pretty similar. There are... Am I coming through? I can't remember if... Okay, yeah. I'm pushed to talk, so... So the doors, there's inscriptions on them that have ancient dwarvish names, but Throne himself and anybody here who speaks Dwarvish, you're not entirely certain how to pronounce this dialect of Dwarf. So, however, by some of the titles and suffixes on them, as I mentioned, they seem to be chambered for nobility, possibly some of the first of this house, for example.
Erevan will investigate this door with a 14.
With a 14, you say?
Yeah.
All right. As you are checking the door, you're pretty certain you smell cheese.
Cheese?
But like a maid shows up, cheese?
Why is there cheese in a crypt?
You summoned me?
The walls do not respond to your question.
Well, I wasn't asking the walls. Like, I literally did not ask, okay? I was asking in case anyone else might know. I don't know.
Do I know anything about crypt cheese?
Quite roll. Let's see. An intelligence-based medicine check.
Okay. It's questionable.
Intelligence-based medicine check, you say.
Okay. It's the same thing, so I'm just going to roll a regular medicine check.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Erevan doesn't know shit. He got a 3.
I got a 1, so I also got a 3.
Well, let me give this a shot.
Mine's a 21. I know cheese.
I got 22.
Notice that the ladies know everything about cheese.
Yeah, that adds up.
Wasn't there like a book about how to impress a woman? You give them cheese?
Fascinate them with cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like from the 1700s or something.
Oh, I thought it was written by Maddox or something.
Victorian era spellcraft and witchery for like love potions and how to handle women, or something, if I remember correctly. But yeah, like how to fascinate a woman, you know, give them cheese.
Pro tip.
So far, it's worked. Just take them to Burger King, get them a cheese whopper, right?
That's how you show you're not cheap. That's how you show you're not cheap on a first date. we're going to fast food, but I will
get
spring.
A deluxe.
I'll spring for cheese because I like you.
And then they're fascinated. It's amazing. No,
it's fascinated. Fascinated by cheese on that Whopper.
Okay. So as for the high rolls from the two, Alita and Maeve, that could be like the smell of perhaps fungus, perhaps like something that would grow in a crypt with low light conditions.
Is the smell coming from like the side doors or the one at the end?
The one right in front of you, to the west on the map.
Hmm.
The green block. I assume that's the one you're investigating.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the one I'm right next to.
I'll slide in there and use a sleight of hand to open the door carefully and see what might be beyond
probably,
there.
It's probably a good idea. Caravan will step aside.
Okay, so you sleight of hand the door to try and open it without disturbing anything? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, so that's an 11 plus 3 is 14.
Okay, as you open the door, hold on. I've done something wrong. Hold on. You see a sandwich sitting on the floor in an otherwise empty chamber.
That's a suspicious sandwich.
Yeah. Does it look like fresh and sandwichy or like old and moldy and gross?
It looks very fresh and sandwichy, and you see delicious looking cheese on there.
So we're smelling actual cheese.
Are you dazzled?
You weren't broadcasting.
Can I investigate that from a distance? Like, just stand here in the doorway and study it carefully?
Just look at the cheese. Like, she's already fascinated by it.
I'm fascinated, but mostly I'm trying to figure out what, why, how. Is this someone's fresh, recently abandoned sandwich? Like, is there someone that we need to be watching out for here? Or is this some sort of an illusion? Is, like, what I'm studying it for?
What was that, Alita? Were you saying,
Are we drooling here?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are we drooling? How fascinated are you? One is uninterested and 10 is drooling.
For anybody that could see Alita's screen, I bet you she's zoomed right in on that sandwich.
So I'm just wondering, like, is this claimed or can anybody have it?
Okay, so go ahead and roll your investigation as you focus in on this sandwich and
15.
Try to, how much?
15.
Okay, it looks like a fresh sandwich, like it was just put here. It looks delicious. You're not seeing any evidence of anybody. I mean, the plate looks like it's even garnished. It looks like it's been properly plated for a sandwich. I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Doesn't seem like a very nice sandwich. So 15 plus, where are my saving throws up there? So 17.
Okay. As you're studying the sandwich and trying to determine everything about it, you suddenly see a piece of lettuce flop out of it.
Is it really trying to fascinate me?
A moment. Yeah, like a little piece of lettuce flops out of it.
Sandwich is alive.
Sandwich might eat you.
I shoot it with my bow and arrow.
Roll an attack roll.
17.
All right, roll your damage.
You need damage for a piece of lettuce?
Wait, are you only targeting the lettuce or the whole sandwich?
The sandwich, because like something threw lettuce at me. Something threw lettuce at me, and it's a sandwich. Oh, yes, I got 6. That's max, so 6 plus 6, looks like.
All right.
12. Oh, is it sneak attack, though?
No, it's not sneak attack. You're clearly in its sight.
But it didn't expect it.
You're missing the toothpick that holds you together.
All right, so like as as your arrow goes into the sandwich, instead of just like the chunkiness you'd expect of like a piercing object going into it, it sounds wet, and you hear like a splatter sound.
Oh God!
And then you see little tentacles start like flowing out of the sides of the sandwich and come to a rest, as though whatever it was just killed.
Yeah, you're welcome. Put you out of your misery, sandwich. What is that? Can I like investigate it again to see what I just killed?
Knowledge Arcana, if you want to investigate it further, or anybody wants to help on that. It's going to be a high roll, though.
I got a 13 plus 2, 15.
Erevon won't be of much use.
All right, you're not sure what it is, but it looks something like perhaps a mimic.
I got a 17.
It's obviously different. You got a 17. Yeah, you're still not entirely certain. There's no exact description in your mind.
Erevon will step forward and put his flame tongue through it to be like, well, I know what it is now. It's a well-done fucking sandwich.
Toasty.
I'm gonna turn to Throne and be like, is this a family recipe or like what's going on here?
He looks stunned when you turn to ask him this question. Like he's peeking into there, looking at Erevon burn what looks like a terrifying sandwich. And he shakes his head no. He's like, I have no idea. No, it has nothing to do with, there's not on any crest. It's no mention of sandwiches.
There's no sandwiches in our family crest. All right. So I was going to ask another question and I already forgot what it was because that was funny.
I tell Alita, I don't want mine toasted.
I just shrug.
Oh, I remember my question. Does it still smell like cheese now that it's dead?
No, as it's dead, you start realizing the cheese was an aura to it.
To lure in the ladies.
You think maybe so? I don't know.
Here lies the Earl of Sandwich.
I'm going to assume that's what's on the door for this cubicle.
Earl of Sandwich?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was either that or Dwarf Witch Eat Fresh. Both jokes equally bad. So there we go.
Next door, please.
Or they will continue.
Oh, I got a good one. 23 investigation for the one that I'm standing next to.
Erevon got a total of 20 for the door that he's standing next to now.
Okay.
To the side.
An intact skeleton. Is it a dwarf?
No, it's also human-sized. There is a normal coffin in Erevon's that is empty at the moment.
At the moment?
Yeah. At some point, it might not have been. I don't know.
I kind of want to go back to door number one and poke at the sarcophagus now because it's the only one so far. But I might wait until we investigate the last door.
Erevon will do just that then. 12.
As you open it and find no traps on it, there's not in that order. You looked for the traps first.
Yeah. Open first, ask for traps later.
Yeah. All right. What's going on? What are you doing, Maeve?
I want to go back to door number one and check out this guy in the sarcophagus because I assumed all of these doors would contain sarcophagi. I don't know how you plural.
I think it's sarcophagi.
Okay, so the octopi. There's only one of them, and now I'm wondering what is different about this one. That's the only one that is how it should be. So, like, I want to examine the outside of it and maybe try to like open it and see if it. I guess be the one to disturb it if it hasn't been already.
Yeah, so you see nothing out of the ordinary about the sarcophagus on the outside. And you're going to open it?
I'm going to...
Erevon is hiding by the sandwich.
Erevon is going to ask Throne, like, do you think it's a good idea if we open this up and check out what's inside?
He says, well, quite obviously somebody's already disturbed this crypt. And yeah... I think it'd be worth investigating.
All right.
See what's become of this one.
See what's so special about this guy. Why'd they leave him alone? Or did they leave him alone? Maybe he's the one who's been disturbing all the others.
Open it up, I suppose.
Is that a strength check?
No, between everybody, you'll be able to pull this off fairly safely. You're not in any hurry, are you? Lunchtime's coming up.
I think I'm sated for now. I just smelled cheese and then was immediately appalled by it, so I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think she has an appetite anymore.
Yeah, for Peter over there. Craft? Oops, I'm still on fog mode.
My screen was taken over by a D4.
The almighty D4, bane of wizards.
Was it really? Like, I rolled a D4 a while ago.
Yeah, D4 rolled.
Yeah, like covered half my screen. That's why I was like, what is this?
Sorry.
What's this? What's this?
If it was a two, it was probably mine. And then when I was trying to figure out Bander, or not Banders, Thrones damage from the bandage. So,
Slip. He's been Bander this whole time.
Throne took 1d4 guilt trip damage from Peter. Yeah.
Okay, so you start pulling the sarcophagus open, the lid off from it. Typical things happen. I'm sure you all have seen in movies as people pull lids off, there's dust, like a little puff of dust for seemingly no reason. And inside, you would see what looks like a human-sized body, like a corpse, which is typical of this weirdness that you've seen so far. But what's this movie clip? Yeah, that's not what happened. That's terrible. That's so gross. Okay. On it, you see what looks like it was what looks like some jewelry, some effects that were buried with it. But most interestingly, you see what looks like a spell book and something of a mask that was buried.
Or
entombed, I should say.
Investigation. I hope somebody else investigates because I got 8.
What are you investigating?
That mask, for starters, but all of the effects. Or knowledging, however this works, I don't know. History, I don't know.
As you're inspecting the mask, you see that it's... You determine that it's probably magical. I think you have a bard with you as well, so...
Well, the bard is checking out the sandwich.
Still?
Well, I never did check it out. Everybody was up there. I figured, you know... I didn't want mine toasted. I thought there was...
Where's my damn sandwich? is this one mine?
I'd like this on, you know, dwarven herbs and cheese.
If you want to roll a knowledge check on it, go ahead. Arcana?
I did already, and I failed.
Oh, okay.
But now that I'm close to it, like...
Might as well roll it again, because you're spending a lot of time with that sandwich.
Does it look like it's a sandwich still?
It has tentacles.
Well, I mean, it could be an octopus sandwich. I'm game to try new things sometimes.
Okay. We'll say, like, with some bardic lore, as you're investigating the sandwich, like, poking at it with whatever bunnies poke at things with. Do you have paws and stuff? I don't actually know what your race is called.
It's a herringin, and I resent that. I have a hand.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I have a brilliant rapier. Thank you very much.
So you, that's a good accent for Peter. You, with some bardic inspiration, as you're playing with the sandwich, you realize
I rolled a nat 20.
Okay, well, that's bardic inspiration for you. You think that this was a necromancer that fucked up their spell really bad.
They turned the undead into a sandwich?
No, they were trying to become a lich.
And
they failed. Like they went to get lunch a little too quickly, and they accidentally put themselves into a sandwich.
That's amazing. So can I loot the sandwich?
There's some lettuce. It looks like it's actual lettuce.
You know, if it never threw lettuce at me, it might have lived.
Well, you succeeded on your con save, so it took damage. That's what the lettuce flying out of it was as it took psychic damage.
Ah, gotcha.
The name comes to mind for you called the Necromanwitch.
The Necromanwitch. That's amazing.
That was to be the token.
Wow. That's so cool.
So if I had failed that save, we would have fought the sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. You said there's an empty coffin. Can I put the Necromanwitch in the coffin?
He's respecting the dead.
Yeah.
There. You put it in the coffin.
I hope you were as good a wizard as you were a Necromanwitch. Rest well. Okay.
Was there anything else in the coffin? I don't remember if we looked in there.
I don't think there was anything.
Erebon did. No, he looked in there. There wasn't anything in it. Well, there's a sandwich in it now. If you went and looked again, you'd be like, where the hell did this come from?
Don't worry, guys. I took care of the sandwich. What are we doing? What's up?
So he's a man. Took care of it,
meaning what exactly?
Don't worry about it.
Well, that's your problem.
You see a little piece of lettuce sticking out from one of his bags.
He looted the sandwich. I forgot about that already. So as you approach, I'll show you the mask that I found and tell you, I think this is magical. What do you think?
Oh, it's magic. Do I have anything to detect that? That is a good question. I do not have detect magic, Sam. I am. Is this magical?
Sandwich, I am.
By her investigation and as you're looking at it, you're pretty certain there's some kind of magic to it. It's too, how do you say? I don't want to say like you're detecting magic on it, but it just strikes you as probably a magical item of some sort.
Okay, so I will inspire Maeve with a little song called It's a Mask. And
mask, it's a mask, it's a mask, it's a mask.
That's exactly how it sounds. And I will assist her. I will assist her in looking at it.
And now we're going, I believe it's magic.
Performing a song.
So I guess you get another investigation roll on it, or like a knowledge arcana.
Hey, I got a natural 20.
Okay.
My song was amazing.
I work better while singing. Maybe I should be a bard.
I can teach you a few chords.
So this beautifully crafted mask is made of gold and several precious gems aligned in what looks like a ritualistic manner. That was your first indication as probably magical, is like the intricacy and the gem work on it. While you don't know the full extent of power on this mask, the first thought that comes to your mind is it kind of looks like an extremely modified masquerade mask. So with that knowledge roll, you're going to guess, your character would probably guess, most likely guess, that it's some kind of identity masking magic that's on there, some kind of illusion.
I claim this. I need it to hide the tusks.
I will bring it back.
So the other effects as you're investigating it is you find a key inside of here. It's an ornate sarcophagus key. It looks like it's made from a rare metal. It has several engravings and runes on it as well, similar to the mask. But you think it's just a key.
Would it maybe open up one of the other doors in this place?
Henceforth, we shall try it in all the locks.
There's no obvious purpose as you're inspecting the key. Like, you haven't seen these engravings anywhere in on any doors, particularly on the door you see ahead of you at the moment.
What about this sarcophagus? Like, is there any indication that there might be a hidden compartment, something?
I think you rolled really high in your investigation, and you haven't investigated the inside of it, have you? Go ahead and roll that.
14 plus, let me get my sheet, I think it was 5. Yeah, so 19.
All right, yeah, you don't find any secret compartments or places to put this key within the sarcophagus. However, as you're feeling around, you do notice that there's part of the sarcophagus, the stone, was like kind of false, and it was actually a scroll, like a piece of parchment, and you're able to pull that off without tearing it or anything, so... So you have a mask, you have a key, and you have a scroll.
Okay. I want to show this stuff to my friend Throne also, because he knows the dwarf things somewhat. Does any of this seem familiar or niggle at him in any special way?
He looks at the scroll that seems to be where his eyes are focused on as soon as you show him all this stuff, because that's what he does. He's a sage, right? Worked at the library and all that. So he looks to the scroll and kind of blows on it to push some of the dust and stone off from it, the stone that you found it on. So he says to you, this is extremely powerful, this scroll right here. I think this can be used in resurrection rituals.
Sandwich. Should we use it on the sandwich?
How do we know that's a guy that we want to deal with?
I mean, he was a sandwich.
Yeah, he does have good taste. In a way with cheese.
That was so good. He has good taste.
I always wanted a sandwich for a friend. I mean, like, we could like take a vote on it, I guess. This extremely rare and powerful artifact. You could go blow it on a sandwich right away if you want, as a group.
Well, I mean, like, what sandwich would make the best friend, though? Would it be the PBJ? Tentacle sandwich?
Tentacles with cheese? Mm, that'd be a good point.
That's a number two at ye old McDonald's.
He threw a piece of lettuce at you. Like, me personally, I wouldn't take that.
Well, in a reconsidering situation, it's more like the lettuce was flung as an effect of what I did to him.
Oh, like he was startled?
Well, like, I had to, like, get my wits about me and not let it affect me. And it, like, seemed to affect him, and I wasn't affected.
You know how long I've been in this damn room? Sandwiches don't have hands.
All he has is this wilted lettuce.
Holy shit, I just spit out my lettuce.
See, I don't know. I mean, we can go play with the sandwich if y'all are down with that.
I'll stop interrupting, but I don't know. The sandwich is just a really good mouser.
You say it's a good mouser?
I would imagine that, too.
What did you say?
Monster, like
monster
encounter. Yeah,
not a single mouse in this crypt.
I haven't seen one. Have you?
It probably lured them all in with the smell of cheese.
It's like, come here, mouse. You came in the wrong crypt, buddy.
I mean, I don't know anybody else who needs a resurrection, so I will do magic things that I have no business doing if you want me to.
Well, I mean, I think there's a corpse right in front of us.
Yeah, but that guy's all normal.
He'll want his mask back.
No cheese, you know?
We can move on past the first room of the dungeon if you guys like.
Anybody?
Do you resurrect the sandwich? Book?
Oh, yeah, there's a spell book, too. But I don't know anything about spells. Maybe the sage does, or the bard.
I know a thing or two about a thing or two. Can I check the book for magical traps?
Yeah, go ahead and investigate with... If you have Arcana, you can use that instead.
I got a 15. You are turned into a sandwich.
No, you are not. But as you're investigating it, you do not find any traps, but you do notice that there's distinctly a keyhole on here.
Oh, I have a key.
Are you the key master?
Whatever. I'm the key master and the life giver.
Oh, okay. Well, would you like to unlock this book?
Yes, please. I would like that very much. So I stick the key in.
Mm-hmm.
Does it fit?
It does.
I turn it, shiver a little.
Ooh.
I feel very powerful and important all of a sudden. What happens?
Who's opening it? Maeve?
I think Peter's holding it and yep. I'm opening it.
That is correct.
All right. These are the spells you find in it.
Neat.
Necromancy.
That is a lot of spells.
Damn.
Oh, I didn't realize you could scroll. I was looking at three spells and I was like, you guys have a strange definition of a lot.
It keeps going.
So, I'm not a wizard. Is that Bigby like the coffee?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I swear it's a mocha latte bitch slap.
I swear I've heard that joke before about that particular spell.
I've never even heard of that spell, but I don't tend to dabble in the wizardry.
Look at all these spells.
Look at all them spells.
Can bards use spell books or whatever?
I can use scrolls if they're in my school of magic, which wizard spells are in my school.
Each page could be used as a scroll if you wanted to destroy it, like tear it out of the book and use it.
So if you need some undead minions, let me know.
I'm going to use that banishment the next time one of you annoys me. Yeah, this is cool. This is a fun adventure. Let's go home.
Well, we got what we came for.
Got a mask and some spells. What more could a girl ask for? So can I just hit the X or does that delete it forever?
Go ahead and hit the X. I put it in Discord.
Magic. All right. So yeah, I'm cool to proceed unless we really do want to resurrect the sandwich.
Does anything else in that coffin look like it's exquisite quality?
No. Okay. In that sarcophagus or the coffin?
The sarcophagus.
Well, both of them. One was empty. This one right here, it looks like you got everything that's probably valuable. Unless you're a necromancer who wants bones or something.
Oh, you said something about like, you know, those things like jewelry and such.
Oh, yeah. You think that they're probably just jewelry.
Okay.
I got me a black pack. I'm going to like open it up and shovel it all in.
I forgot about the black packs.
We can look at this stuff later.
Okay, what's next then?
Onward!
So is this a door? It's got the green on it, so that's a door that we're at?
Mm-hmm. And it does not seem to be locked or anything as you're looking at it. It just looks like you could push it open.
Can it be pushed open carefully, or do we have to, like, give it some oomph?
This one's a bit bigger. It's, you're not sure you can hide your opening of it, but you can try.
That's what she said.
So if you want to, go ahead.
I really don't know what you said. I was getting a delicious Dr. Pepper.
Got a 19, because I think my sleight of hand is 3, because it's like the one skill I'm not proficient in, because I put it in thieves' tools instead. Yeah, 3. So 22.
All right. You push the door open successfully, and you see what looks like a great hall.
Wow.
This hall is great.
I was going to say that. Wow.
Oh, sorry.
This hall is so great.
You see.
I'll put me the tiger. Great. Over here.
Great.
It's great. It kind of looks like chess pieces, I mean.
Well, from your character's perspective, they're much bigger and they're statues. To the right, you see a dwarf holding a warhammer and a shield. To the left, you see a cloaked human figure. Straight forward in the center. On the left, you see what looks like a elven warrior and then a human warrior. Then all the way on the other side of the hall, you see two statues that look like another human warrior on the left and a lion on the right. Erevan and Maeve, as you walk in, you feel something of like a cold presence near you.
Something wrong with the room today.
Room temperature seems a bit below average.
You said this is a shadowy figure near me?
Yes, it's a cloaked figure.
It's weird, because all the rest of them are, like, gray, and this one's black. I blame him for the coldness.
It's got to be, like, racist or something.
He just, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like the cold either. That's why he dropped that cloak. So what is going on along the perimeter? Like, there's some sort of object that's, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, blue and yellow, maybe?
Sure. So behind the statue is a blue banner that's hanging on the wall. And then the one behind the dwarf is a red and gold banner.
Is there like history or knowledge that would be associated with those banners?
You have seen, well, maybe Maeve specifically might not have, but Erevan definitely would have seen these banners before in Bainder's lair. I can't remember, but it was like a book of nobility that you had found there. As well as through the telescope, you were looking at a ship that was floating. And the red and gold banner specifically, I'm sorry, the opposite one. The blue banner specifically, you've seen on the sails of that ship through the telescope. So they look like ancient human nobility of some sort.
Do we recognize the red banners at all?
No.
So is it possible, I guess I would be addressing this to either Erevan or the other scholar. Is it possible that these human corpses are not as out of place as we presumed? Because there's a lot of clues that are indicating that the nobility that is revered here or buried here includes humans to some degree. I thought they were like, you know, outsiders who've been superimposed here, but they seem to belong. Does the coldness seem to be like a draft that's coming from any particular location, or is it just a general like feeling or sense?
It was just a momentary feeling when you walked into this grand hall.
Interesting. I want to examine the shadowy figure or the cloaked figure. Feel a kinship with this one. Not very good one, because that was a natural one.
For the most part, it's as you can kind of see here, but I realize the angle is bad. So you do get the sense that it was probably roguish, a roguish character. That's definitely how the statue is being presented. You see that they are armed with a couple short swords. But beyond that, you're not seeing any traits or characteristics that distinguish it to you.
There are no other apparent entrances or exits other than across the way directly before us?
None that are apparent.
Yeah, I don't know, y'all. This room seems important, but I don't really know how or why. What is Throne's take on it? Has he been in here?
Yeah, he follows you in to look at the statues. However, he's with Erevan looking at the dwarf and studying the banner behind it as Erevan's wondering on it. So, yeah, he doesn't seem to be too interested in the human statue or banner over there. And if when you directly ask him, which I assume was going to be what you meant by what's his take on it. He looks over there and he shrugs and says, I've never seen that before.
The banner, he means?
Mm-hmm. And, but the banner that Erevan and him are looking at over on the other side, he seems to, well, he says that it's faintly familiar, but he can't place it. However, he's pointing out different aspects of the symbolism on Aaron. He's like, this is definitely dwarvish, though, but it's not the Banefoot banner. I suppose he would make the joke, there's not a sandwich on it.
It's always a sandwich. No? Okay.
Maybe we should resurrect the sandwich, see what he thinks of this room.
I feel like we could probably just move on for now, maybe come back to this area later. Maybe it'll have some significance that we figure out further into the dungeon.
Huh. So human, roguish, dwarf.
You can add notes if you want.
Dwarf fighter?
Yep.
Okay. What is this one?
That looks like an elven warrior.
Elven warrior. And this one?
That looks like a human fighter of some sort. Perhaps okay. A cleric.
Okay. I'm going to hop my happy ass up on this one.
Holy shit. That's one hell of a jump. Roll yeah. Acrobatics.
I can jump like a mofo. Hold on. How tall is it?
Wait, is it? Can you jump 15 feet?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I have, well,
you jump
I have
up an and ability. Hit your head on the ceiling because that I touches have. The ceiling.
Oh, does it? No.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an empty statue like these.
No, it's not a pedestal. It's very tall. Okay. It's a column.
Oh.
But,
well, then I take that back.
Okay. I didn't think you'd want to do that, but I was going to.
I have an ability is all I'm saying. I wanted to use it. Okay.
It does look like a pedestal. I thought
it's,
that too.
It says rabbit hop. As a bonus action, I can jump 15 feet without provoking opportunity attacks. I can do it 3 times.
It looks like the next statues have room on their little pedestal like bases. You could hop up there with them.
Oh my dear, I want to be the only one on my own pedestal. Thank you.
I'll put you on a pedestal. You're my special friend.
Oh, he taps his chest where his heart was. Oh, the feels.
Where it was? What happened to it? Sandwich, take it.
You just hit me right in the feels. It's gone.
You have my heart now.
Is your name Jessica?
Oh, I can put the mask on and I can become Jessica.
There you go.
You will have to study it and attune.
I have a picture.
I can pop a squat right in front of this dude right here. Stick the mask on. Hold on. Give me an hour.
Do any of these look like old heroes? They look like anybody we recognize?
They're definitely portrayed as heroic in their stances, but you do not recognize them.
That's a very... Dwarven pose. That's my observation.
Got any orcs?
Go fish.
Whoa, Erevan is running.
And running, running, and running, running.
You can tell we're from the same era because that was in my head too. Hello, gorgeous. Oh, that one's a lion. I want to pet it.
Sure, feel free.
Yeah, that one's a lion. Huh.
What does it feel like if I pet it? Just feels like stone? Is it smooth stone or coarse stone?
Well, I mean, how are you trying to pet it?
Like a kitty.
How does one pet a lion?
Like a kitty? So, like, do you scratch its chin or?
Yeah, and stroke its mane.
Rawr.
Such a good boy.
As you're petting it, you hear a click from the statue.
Oh dear. Now I've done it. He looked like the one that wasn't scary.
You're gonna hear me roar.
Erevan's gonna
step away.
Yeah.
So, I guess I need to cop up to the fact that I'm, you know, right. My point was to examine like the craftsmanship in a fun way to like who made these. But you know, I had to go and activate something.
You still have bardic inspiration, by the way.
I don't know what to do with it. How do you unpet a kitty?
Well, you can't unpet it, but you might be able to add that inspiration to yeah, there you go.
Hey, Peter, can you invent a time machine? That would be great.
I have 1d6 time machine.
I start playing if you could turn back time, I'm a liar.
All right. So the music echoes off the walls, and shortly after the click happened, you don't hear or see anything inside this place changing.
Is it cold again?
No.
If you're wondering, I rolled a 1 on that performance check for a total of 11.
Man, tough crowd.
Yeah.
Nothing seems impressed.
Even myself.
You're coughing up a hairball or something.
If I could...
It just at the wrong time, like a piece of dust flew into your mouth.
That's crypt dust. I will pet the warrior.
He's a good boy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You hear a click from this statue as well, but it sounds considerably different than the lion statue.
Mm.
And from the lion statue, you hear that same click a moment afterwards.
Oh.
Maybe you should get on his platform with him, and I'll climb on the lion's back. Maybe we can activate it harder, whatever we're doing.
So, did anything happen to the banners behind them?
Nope. You see nothing in the room change.
Okay.
What about in the other room?
I go check. Do I see anything?
You quickly run in there and start taking a look, and you stop at that first one as you realize there's now a sandwich in the coffin. I don't think Alita would have known that Peter put it in there. I'm not sure.
Sandwich? Is that you?
Oh, fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, so like, as far as you can tell, it's just now in the coffin, and you don't know why. But other than that, nothing else has changed.
You guys aren't going to believe this. It's a sandwich in the coffin.
What? No.
Erevan just shakes his head.
The statues are a sandwich moving machine.
Yeah. Sandwich artists.
So I clicked. Let's see, you said a second later this one clicked, right? I clicked this one, and a second later this one clicked.
Yep. This one gave like a deep click.
Uh-huh.
And then this one echoed that deep click a moment later.
Okay.
Whereas when she touched this one, it gave kind of like a high-pitched click.
All right. Can I pet this one?
Okay. As you start rubbing the cleric, you hear that deep click again, but okay. No other clicks.
Oh. Okay. What if I pet this one?
Same.
What if I pet this one?
Same.
Okay. But no other clicks?
Right.
Okay. What if I pet this one?
The deep click and nothing else.
Okay. What if I go back and pet this one?
Okay. As you start running back down the grand hall, you also feel that cold, like a shiver happen near you. But you get over here and you pet that one.
Uh-huh.
The deep click, no other clicks.
And then I'll pet the lion.
All right. As you start rubbing its face and saying sweet nothings to the statue, it clicks with the high-pitched one, the one that you originally heard.
And then nothing happens?
And nothing seems to happen.
Shit. I thought I had figured something out. Did we ever check this door?
Not yet.
I don't think so.
So he did the high-pitched one. I'm going to go over to his soldier and make it do the deep one again.
Okay. The one here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does the deep one. Oh, that one?
Then after that one, I'll run to this one and see if we can get another high-pitched one.
Okay. Well, the deep clip comes from this one. A moment later, that deep one happens here. And then... you make it over here and press this one, or start petting this one, and you get that deep click and just the one from it.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Well, the cold started down by Shady Motherfucker, so what if I go pet Shady Motherfucker?
Just a deep click by itself.
What about this guy?
Same.
Bleh. What if we pet the other guy first? Or I think you already did that, didn't you?
Yep, it was just a deep click.
Now we're just like rubbing up on all these statues.
What about lion and then the cloaked figure?
All right. So what does Alita do? Do you pet this one like you've seen them doing?
Oh, so should I try something else?
I wanted to ride it a minute ago, so I don't know. Do with that what you will.
Maybe I just tap it.
All right. You tap it and then you get that high-pitched click from it.
All right. Let's go tap this one.
And you get a high-pitched click from this one.
Something different. What now, guys?
Which other ones are humans?
This is a human. This is a human. This is a human.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
Hello, my name is Human.
Okay, well, you want me to try this one?
Sure.
All right, give it a tap.
High-pitched click, and then three more high-pitched clicks after that.
Coming from where?
So the first one is from the statue, and then the other three you hear comes from here, here, and here. Then you see some fog start appearing here and swirling in a circle and getting a little larger, but it stops to about right there. I see a leap and start walking away a bit.
Maybe the one across from it next. It's like echolocating it.
You start hearing a moaning sound come from that fog.
I don't know if we're doing a good thing here.
We pet the statues too much.
Statues are liking it a lot.
Sorry.
And then you start seeing a figure coming into view and rotating.
Is it Wonder Woman?
It's Dwarf Ghost.
Eventually it stops rotating and it stands up. And yes, you see what looks like a dwarven ghost wearing sunglasses.
What if I touch the dwarf?
You don't hear anything.
Oh, wait, no, you would.
You hear a deep click.
Huh.
And then that swirling starts happening again in the opposite direction. And that fog starts closing in on itself, and it disappears.
I flushed the dwarf.
In Australia.
It went backward.
So that was what? Lion, shadow guy, middle human, not the dwarf. Because that makes it flush.
Not broadcasting.
I have to push the button so hard to broadcast. All right, so let's do the lion, shadow thing, the middle human, and then I think we did the one across from it.
We just did three, and then the other three clicked.
Yeah, I don't know. I've lost track of what order we did.
The one that you just did, yeah.
Tap the lion, tap the flipped figure, tap the cleric.
Tap the Earl of Sandwich.
Did I do this one after that, or no? I don't remember.
You did this one, I think.
Or yeah,
didn't you?
I went straight across, and then I went to that one, I thought. Or maybe there was a miscommunication.
Oh, because I was bringing in the ghost. When it must have been... while you're doing this one.
Yeah, that one got the ghost to appear, I think.
No, the ghost would have been appearing when this one was tapped.
All right, well, I meant to tap the one right across from it after that one.
Okay, well, if we retcon that, you would have had the same thing happen.
Flushing the dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Did we talk to the dwarf, or we just flush him?
We just flushed him.
Well, who wants to talk to a dwarf? No offense.
Maybe we should ask the dwarf what we need to touch next and whether it would like some good touches or bad touches.
The bad touch, always.
So do we want the dwarf or do we want to leave him wherever we flushed him to?
Australia.
I know of no such place.
Down under. We should talk to the dwarf, yeah?
Probably. He might be Throne's relative or something.
He might know how to get another sandwich.
It's true.
I really like that sandwich monster, even though we didn't fight it.
I fought it with an arrow and my big brain. All right, so we can do the first three again. That was the lion, shadow, cleric, and then somebody else choose the next one.
Well, again, as with last time, I'm assuming somebody does this, right?
Yeah.
Again, that fog starts appearing here and spinning, and very dramatically, that ghost starts appearing again there as soon as the cleric is touched. Eventually, he stopped spinning. Wait, was I not broadcasting when I was putting them in? Is that why you were running, touching other statues?
I don't know.
You were saying a dwarf in glasses.
Yep, and sunglasses, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just getting closer in case something happens.
I was trying to act before he disappeared. So, like, you were broadcasting, but I was like, and then I do this.
So don't touch him this time. Let's just try talking to him.
Hey, dude. Nice glasses you got there.
The ghost kind of... looks around for a moment and sees all of you, focuses in on Aravan, and touches his glasses, kind of pulls them down a little bit to look over the top of the rim at you. Says, "Thank you, sir. I'm back again. What happened? Wasn't I just here?"
"Sorry, had a flush."
"Oh, damn.
Sorry.
Well, I've seen you before."
"Me?"
"Not you, though." He's pointing at you when he says that. "No idea who you are."
"Who have you seen then?"
The rest of you. You gave me these glasses. Wait, I haven't seen you either."
So he knows Aravan and Alita.
Mm-hmm.
"Hey, oh. So Throne, you recognize this guy? Is he like your cousin?"
He shrugs. Ghost says, "Yeah, I have no idea who that is either."
"Thought all dwarves knew each other."
"That's racist. But all herring guys know each other."
"I know all the important dwarfs."
"Ooh, harsh."
"No offense."
A lot of that going around, no offense.
"So, what can I do you for this time? Last time I was supposed to fight you, but you gave me these glasses."
"When was this?"
I don't know locations that well anymore."
"Well, what makes you go where you go?"
Was that like in the dwarven mines under Mordville? Is that where we were? Aravon,
wait, you're not asking me.
I feel like it was in Baindir, but I'm not sure. I thought Maeve and Alita were there at Baindir.
I was there for some of it, and I was on other teams for other parts.
Oh, yeah.
The first time we went there, like when we first found it, is that what we're talking about?
I have no idea. So I do remember giving glasses to a dwarf ghost person, but...
Out of game and out of character, I feel like I vaguely remembered something that involved Diamond at that point. Like, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
I think there was several items that were cursed. There was, like, a... I think it was a wine bottle that Alita had that she couldn't stop drinking from.
Mm-hmm. Avon couldn't stop building a sandcastle.
Yeah.
And Peter's other character had the glasses, I think, originally.
Oh, yeah.
I loved them glasses. That person loved them glasses.
Well, they look super shiny and nice on him.
So, like, who hires you to fight people? Like, why were you there to do that? And why are you here now? What brings you here?
I don't know. I just know I'm supposed to attack everybody who I see. But like I said, you gave me these glasses that makes us cool. Well, not you and me. I guess I should fight you.
Hey, if I was there, I'd have given you glasses. I promise.
Persuasion check? As he, like, eyes you. Even though you can't see his eyes, he's looking at you pretty intensely, trying to determine if you're lying.
He smolders right through them glasses.
16 plus 1, 17.
He believes you. And he nods and says, all right, we're cool. What'd you say, Alita?
Yeah, can we, like, vouch for them or something?
Okay.
For Peter and...
Yep, as you're wanting to give Peter advantage, you see the dwarf's head just suddenly snap like behind him and look at Peter as he says, what about you?
I'm great.
Would you give me these glasses?
Would I give you these glasses? I certainly would, yes.
Are you? Is this a persuasion or deception check?
Persuasion's better, but those glasses look awesome. So I'm gonna deceive him.
Okay. Well, you get advantage as your as Alita's vouching for you.
Okay, I don't need it. I got a 21.
Okay.
21?
Yeah, I rolled a 14. I got a plus 7 on my deception.
All right, well, that's good.
So do you happen to know the Necroman Witch?
A Necroman Witch? What the hell is a Necroman Witch?
Well... At first glance, it's a cheesy sandwich.
Oh, I love me a cheesy sandwich.
Same.
And then he starts talking at length about sandwiches and describing his favorite delicacies he likes to put on there, different sauces and all these other things. And then you realize he's describing that sandwich.
Have you recently made a sandwich like this?
Let me roll something for him.
I'm just going to roll something.
Oh, no, it's an intelligence check. He says, well, yeah, before my untimely demise, I was eating a sandwich.
I feel like that's how I would go.
Yeah, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like a bad way.
All right, well...
anything else I can do you for?
Do you know anything about any of these stone creations around us?
Let me describe to you what I can see around us. I see a mist, and in that mist, I see, well, I don't know, a bunny, I guess, some vague dwarf, I don't know, I can't even see his face. I see some, hair with teeth. Is that what you are? Your hairy teeth, right?
Yep.
And, I see a halo over this one. I think she's supposed to be an angel.
Smooth.
I see something real bright over here. And he's pointing over at Erevan.
What makes me so bright, exactly?
Well, if I had to take a guess, you'd probably be an elf.
No.
He's like, underwhelming.
Sounds about right.
He's going to tell you some secret.
And then, like, as for where I'm standing on a cloud right now. It's a dark cloud, but, you know. So, like, you're talking about stones and stuff. I don't see any stones.
Fair enough. I'm going to reach into my pack and take out my magnifying glass and give it to him and be like, you know, to help you with your situation, and then move on from him. Like,
wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. And he takes his glasses off. He's like, oh, yeah, I can see the stones.
Nice. What do you think of those stones?
Yeah, pretty good work. Hey, this looks like the crypt.
Hey, Now we're all caught up. What do you think about the crypt? Any, you know anything useful?
No, not really.
Well, it was nice to meet you.
We need to ask him about Bainder.
Have at it. I'm just hair and teeth.
Well, nice to meet you. Gonna flush you back down the toilet.